Wisconsin and other states in the Mississippi River Basin are under orders to develop a strategy for reducing nitrogen and phosphorus runoff. That's in order to reduce nutrient pollution in the biological dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. DNR Water Administrator Ken Johnson told the DNR board yesterday that the amount of phosphorus going from state watersheds to the Mississippi is down 23%, and that the state can hit its target of a 45% cut.
We've had a major reduction in the percentage of point sources and a reduction in non-point sources as well, too. So we're making progress. So we're about halfway there. So we're fairly pleased about that.
Johnson says Wisconsin is working on several ways to complete the job, including a potential phosphorus reduction trading program. The group Midwest Environmental Advocates says that program would need strong oversight to make sure progress isn't pushed off to a later date. Matt Rhoda of the Gulf Restoration Network says Wisconsin may be trying good things, but regional progress isn't what state and federal officials hoped for a decade ago.
They had a stated goal of reducing the size of the dead zone down to 1,900 square miles by the year 2015. And right now, the dead zone is about three times that size.
Rhoda says a recent court ruling in Louisiana could eventually force Wisconsin and other states to be more specific about their nitrogen pollution limits. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.